Dzień dobry! Jak się masz? I am doing wonderfully because it's the weekend. Welcome to the Slongcast, episode 3. As always, I'm your host, Kevin Slonka. And before I get started with the show, I just wanted to let everybody know about the good news. Yesterday, May 28th at 10:01 a.m., Anthony and Deisha Margusio had a little baby girl, Isabella Rose, 6 pounds, 15 ounces. Mom, dad, and the baby, they are doing just fine. If you want to see a picture of the baby, you can see one on my Twitter feed that Goose sent to me. That's twitter.com/slongcack. Or if you're friends with him on Facebook, he posted up a whole album, bunch of pictures of the happy family. So go check that out. Next time you see him, congratulate him. Okay, so a couple things going on this weekend that might interest some people. First one has been going on since yesterday and is still going on into this evening. If you haven't gone, you might want to go. It's $5 to get in the Showcase for Commerce. Now, I'm a little torn on going to the Showcase for Commerce just because I really don't understand the point. Now, they open this thing to the public on Friday. Like I said, for $5, you can get a ticket, go in, check out all the vendors. Really, it's just about a bunch of swag for the public. I mean, you go in, you can find vendors giving away hats or stress balls, mouse pads, jar openers, candy, posters. But really, what does this mean for the general public? And that's really a question I'm asking you, because I have no clue. This means nothing to me. This was just an hour out of my day of me going over with a couple people that I work with and walking around. I gained absolutely nothing from walking around there. Well, that's not true. I got to see some of the people I used to work with back at CTC. But, you know, other than that, it was pointless for me. Maybe if you're the president of a local company, it's more useful. You get to see a lot of the other local companies and what they have to offer, and even some non-local companies who happen to come to the showcase to show the local companies what they have to offer, maybe make some new joint collaborations or something. I don't know. I mean, for me, I don't know what the point is letting the public in, other than it's just something to do and they're being nice. You know, because we're not going to do anything. We're just going to walk around, take the free stuff, and leave. Big deal. Maybe stop and see the tank that's sitting out front, or stare into the bright LED headlights on the Hummer. A couple people got blinded by those. They're very bright. Don't stare into them. But anyways, so if you're just looking for, I don't know, waste an hour, walk around, get down to the showcases at the War Memorial. $5. It's only for this evening. It's done after this evening. So hopefully you listen to this show before Saturday, or else you're out. The other cool thing going on this weekend, very excited about, Polkafest. You probably noticed that I opened the show with some of my broken Polish, just saying hello and how are you. That's pretty much all I know right now. I am trying to learn Polish, though. Got Rosetta Stone, installed it on my computer, going through all of the lessons on there. It's a little rough. It confused me and aggravated me at the beginning because the Rosetta Stone product tries to teach you a language the way you would learn as if you were an infant, the way little kids pick up language from the time they're born until they can actually speak it. So it starts off by showing you pictures and just having you associate what a word sounds like with a picture of something. So they'll say like kłopiec, and you'll have to match it with a picture of a little boy. Or, you know, they'll say kobieta, and you have to match it with a young lady. You know, stuff like that. I haven't even gotten to the part where I need to start speaking yet, or, you know, doing whole sentences. So far, it's just hearing a word and trying to pick out the picture that matches that word. So it was aggravating that it seems so easy, but now that I do it a lot more, I'm up to like lesson 8 or 9, the stuff is starting to stick. So I'm going to, you know, keep giving it a shot and keep doing it. Maybe I'll get better and better at it. Maybe I'll be actually able to say a whole sentence sometime soon. But I don't know how I got on that. Anyway, Polkafest, this weekend, tonight, Friday night, Saturday and Sunday. Lots of good polka bands going to be there. Most of them are at St. Mary's Pavilion. Some of them are at Ace's Lounge. If you're wondering about who's playing and when, there are a couple places you can find out, but the quickest one, since you're probably already on the internet, if you go to visitjohnstownpa.com, you can find the Polka Fest there. If you want the whole URL, it's visitjohnstownpa.com/polkafest/events, and that will get you to the listing of all of the bands and what times they're playing. The only thing I don't like about it is they don't tell you where they're playing, so you're kind of on your own. There are a lot of bands that start, you know, like, it's like three or four that start at 8 p.m., so that makes me think that there are four different places that bands are going to be. I don't know because the website doesn't say what those places are, but at least you have an idea of who's playing and when. Then it's up to you to walk around Cambria City and try to figure out where they're at. But definitely go down and check it out. If you like polka music, even if you don't like polka music, you know, big deal. It's an hour or two out of your life. Go check it out. It'll be worth it. So within the past week or so, something special happened. Something very important to me. My birthday. I turned 25. Quarter of a century old. I am getting old. Wow. But for my birthday, a bunch of people from work and I went to an Altoona to Curve game. And the special thing about the Curve game was that I got to sing the national anthem. That was pretty cool. Very, very nerve-wracking. I had never sung in front of that many people before by myself. Luckily, I didn't forget the words. The one guy who was getting me set up for the microphones told me, you know, just in case you forget the words, we're going to have them up on the scoreboard. It'll be following you along, so just look up and you'll see the words there. So as I was singing, I tried not to look up there because I knew that was going to mess me up, but at one point I did look up, and the words were probably 2 to 3 seconds behind what I was singing. So, you know, thanks a lot. Even if I did forget the words, it wasn't going to help because I was going to have to pause for 3 seconds till the words caught up to me. But, you know, whatever. It was a lot of fun. I was kind of nervous, you know, shaking a little bit. But once you start singing, it's okay. From what everybody said, I think I did all right. It's up on YouTube. If you want to see how poorly I did, you can go to my YouTube page. Just search for a Slonkax profile on YouTube. You'll find it. There's also pictures and links on Facebook that some of my friends put up, the ones who took the pictures and took the video. But that was pretty fun. Very fun birthday. 25 years old. I'm getting old. Whatever. And also just came back from Florida. That was also fun. Me and a friend of mine from college, Stelanie, went to Miami Beach. Actually, to North Beach. I didn't know it at the time that I booked the trip, but it was Memorial Day weekend. You know, how did I not know that? Well, I didn't. And it was also the Urban Music Festival. And you think, oh, you know, kind of cool. Go listen to some music. Well, there was probably about 400,000 people down on South Beach. And I don't mean hanging out on the beach. I mean walking the streets. And not just Ocean Drive. And not just Ocean Drive and Collins. And not just Ocean and Collins and Washington. Every major street for about 10 to 15 blocks was packed. I mean, almost completely blocked off. There were at least 5 to 10 cop cars per block. I'm pretty sure that every cop Miami had was there. Whether they were in their cars, whether they were walking, whether they were on bikes. There were a lot of cops. And I mean, there had to be. There were so many people. We took a taxi down twice to go down to some of the places. We went to the Clevelander and to Mango's. And the taxi couldn't even get us close. mean, the taxi took us down to about 20th Street. Clevelanders on 10th. So we had to walk 10 blocks through 400,000 people. And Miami blocks are kind of like New York blocks. They are huge. It took forever to get through them. And then, of course, you know, 1 a.m. when we're ready to go home or back to the hotel, we had to walk another 10, 15 blocks north to get out of the people so that a cab could come pick us up. So it was slightly crazy, but great time. Had a lot of fun. Didn't get shot. So, you know, lucky I didn't have a bulletproof vest. Didn't need it. That was good. We were pretty much left alone. We were one of about 10 white people in the area. So I'm pretty sure they just ignored us, which was cool. But anyways, that was a lot of fun. If you've never been down to Miami Beach, South Beach, you should definitely go at least once. You know, it's fun to be down there. Nice and warm. Use sunscreen. Use a lot of sunscreen. Put it on places that you don't think you need sunscreen, like your eyelids and your lips and the inside of your belly button and the tops of your feet. Yeah, those places got burnt pretty bad on me, and now they're starting to peel. And I don't know if you know this, but the skin on your eyelids isn't that thick. So when the top layer peels, you're pretty much down to the capillaries in your eyelids. Yeah, it looks like when my eyes are closed, they're about to start bleeding. They hurt. Use sunscreen. A lot of it. So anyways, big news. Huge news. Almost the same news. It is the same news of this time last year. The Pittsburgh Penguins are going to the finals. They're playing for the Stanley Cup again. And again, against the Detroit Red Wings. Now, all up until now, I've been going to the South Side, not the South Side in Pittsburgh, the South Side Saloon in Moxham, to watch the Penguins games because I don't get Versus or FSN. Thank you, Dish Network, for wanting to charge me $100 a month just to get two channels. You are awesome. Yes, that was sarcasm. You suck. But anyways, so I've been down at the South Side to watch the Pens game, but the finals are going to be on NBC. I don't think I'm going to stay home to watch them. I had too much fun going down to the South Side, you know, with everybody down there watching the Pens game. So I think even from now on, I'm going to go down to the South Side to watch the Pens game. First one starts Saturday. I don't know what time, 7:30, 8, something like that. I'll probably be there around 7. So if you want to come watch the Pens game with me and everybody else who's there, come on down. Next thing I wanted to talk about, something that a friend of mine, Ryan, and I talked about while at the South Side watching the Pens game. And that is the concept of groups in Twitter. So here's the basic idea. Ryan wanted to get his family into using Twitter so that they could all communicate with each other. They don't want to use text messages or, you know, have to call 6 people or, you know, more people anytime they want to go do something. What he wanted to do was just send out a tweet and have that tweet only go to a certain number of people. So as you know, if you do a regular tweet, that's public. The whole world sees it. If you do an at reply to somebody, say if he at replied his, I don't know, sibling. I don't know if he has brothers or sisters. So if he at replied one of his siblings, that is also public. Maybe he doesn't want the whole world to know about it. If he did a direct message, that would be private. So that would solve part of the equation. But that's just the same as a text message. That you're going to have to do it on an individual basis. You can only do one direct message at a time, you know, to one person at a time. So, you know, together we both shared this problem that we wanted to solve. And we thought, you know, Twitter should have groups, you know, something like a distribution list. So you should be able to just send one tweet to this list, and then that tweet gets sent only to the people you allow to subscribe to that list, or the people that you put in that distribution list. Well, Twitter doesn't do that right now, but there is kind of a workaround that we found. One night we were just talking on Facebook, and Ryan came across Twitter bots. And basically, it's a website that lets you do automated things. So what he ended up doing was made a new Twitter account and made it a protected account. So the only people who can follow that account are people he approves. So that way he can limit it to only his family. Only his family can see what this account posts. So he gets his whole family to follow this account, approves them, and then he signs this account up on the Twitterbots website. I think it's twitterbots.com. And you can set up the bot so that whenever you send a direct message to this bot, it automatically retweets it. So now all he has to do, say he wants to tell his family that they're going, or that he's going, I don't know, to Idlewild for the day, and he wants his family to come. He can tweet to his family's Twitter account, the private account, "I'm going to Idlewild at 10 o'clock. Meet me there." As soon as that tweet gets sent, the Twitter bot, running as his family's private Twitter account, picks it up and automatically retweets it. So now all of his family who's following this account get the tweet. So it's a way that he can do this and, A, not let the public know, because maybe these are private things that he doesn't want the public to know. And B, he sends it to multiple people with only one tweet. So everything kind of works out. Now, personally, I think Twitter should have implemented groups a long time ago. You shouldn't have to go to a third-party service just to be able to get simple functionality like this. But, you know, whatever. We were planning on making our own service to do this, but somebody beat us to the punch. They always do. So anyways, one last thing to talk about before I sign off and get ready to go to Polkafest. There are rumors going around that the iPhone will be coming to Verizon. Now, as most of you people already know, or you already should know, Verizon was Apple's first choice for the network. I don't know why they didn't go with Verizon. Maybe it was the fact that Verizon is CDMA only, and, you know, that's a very, what's the word I'm looking for? Not many places use CDMA other than the United States. GSM is pretty much the standard. So I don't know if that was the reason they went with AT&T. But either way, now that Apple is talking with Verizon again, you know, this could mean one of two things. Either their talking with Verizon will make AT&T lower their prices. You know, maybe this is a strategic move on Apple's part to say, hey, if you don't give our customers, you know, cheaper service, because I mean, right now I'm paying like $70 a month, $75. Actually, I think it's $80 a month now since I got a higher text messaging plan. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. So maybe this is Apple trying to take care of its customers and saying, hey, AT&T, you don't lower the prices for our customers, we're going to Verizon and there's nothing you can do about it. Or maybe they're just in talks with Verizon to make a separate iPhone, a separate CDMA iPhone. Meanwhile, they keep the GSM iPhones on AT&T. You know, nobody really knows yet. It's just rumors. But a lot of people are happy about this because AT&T's network sucks. I don't know if you've noticed. Anybody out there who has AT&T, it sucks. So if any of you don't have a cell phone yet and you're thinking about going with AT&T, don't. I don't care where you live. It's not good. Just go with somebody else. I don't care who. Go with somebody else. Verizon's network is pretty much the best. No matter where you go, it's the most solid, the most stable. But it is CDMA. So you buy a Verizon phone and you want to travel abroad, you're pretty much screwed because everybody else in the world uses GSM. So that is one downside. So maybe, you know, the second thing that I said is true, that Apple is just coming up with an iPhone for Verizon while keeping the iPhone on AT&T also. You know, who knows? Either way, I hope that the AT&T prices come down. They're supposed to. There's another rumor that the data plan, which is now $30 a month, is going to come down $10, down to $20 a month. And there's also rumors that there are going to be slimmer plans based on either usage or just a very low cap. And I got to tell you, I use the internet a lot on my phone. Or, you know, I think I use it a lot. But whenever I look at the bandwidth that I use, it's hardly ever over a couple hundred megs. So if you want to, you know, charge me $10 a month for the iPhone data plan with a gigabyte cap, that is awesome. Great. I'll take it. How about charging me $5 a month for a 500 megabyte cap? I'll pay that. You know, why don't you charge me on my usage? Because I don't use it enough to go over a couple hundred megabytes. So if that means that my data plan per month is going to be, you know, $2, that is awesome. That is way better than $30 a month that I'm paying now. I mean, come on, $30 a month? That is the cost of a real internet connection in your house. And you can actually do things with that. You know, you can be downloading ISOs and using BitTorrent and downloading gigabytes upon gigabytes upon gigabytes a month for $30. And here I'm paying $30 for internet on my iPhone, and, you know, I'm just using Twitter or doing the occasional Google search. I mean, come on, does that make sense? That doesn't make sense to me. That is not worth it at all. Although maybe it's just AT&T making up for their 3G network suckiness by charging us so they have money to support the network every 5 minutes when it goes down. Or trying to upgrade the bandwidth because they severely underestimated the amount of bandwidth that they were going to need when the iPhone came out. So either way, AT&T sucks. Stay away from them if you can. But even with the Palm Pre coming out, Palm has always managed to screw everything up. They're going to screw this up. I saw some demos of the Palm Pre. I saw, you know, on the internet and one on the Jimmy Fallon show. It doesn't look that good. I mean, everybody who's made a smartphone since the time that the iPhone came out has been trying to compete with or beat or mimic the iPhone, and they just can't do it. I mean, Apple has the best designers ever for anything. I'm pretty sure Apple could start producing vehicles, cars, and trucks, and they would be the best looking vehicles you have ever seen. That's just how Apple rolls. They make everything better than everybody else. Their designers are awesome. I mean, look at computers nowadays. Have you ever seen Dell or Gateway or anybody produce a computer that looks as nice as a Mac? No. You've seen them try. You've seen companies try to put out, you know, cool, glossy colored computers or try to make them thinner. But the fact remains, nobody can make their computers as thin, as powerful, or as good looking as Apple can. You know, that's what they're there for. Apple's just great at it. And the same thing goes with their phones. You know, Android, as far as I'm concerned, looks like crap. The Palm Pre, eh. It looks all right. I'd have to get my hands on it and try it. It doesn't look that bad, but it's definitely a semi-clone of the iPhone interface. You know, they tried to add this, you know, Pages feature, whatever they want to call it, to make it not so iPhone-ish. But they pretty much just copied the iPhone. You know, big deal. So we'll see. I think June 6th is when the Palm Pre comes out. That is going to come out on Verizon. So all of you who don't want to switch to AT&T, you know, I guess there's another option for you other than a crappy Android phone. But we'll see what happens. A newer iPhone is supposed to come out, like I talked about in last episode, around the same time. So you're going to have a nice little competition there between the new iPhone and the Palm Pre. We'll see what happens. I still think the iPhone is a lot better. So that is it for this episode of the Sloncast. As you know, you can follow me up on Twitter, twitter.com/sloncack. You can find me on Facebook, MySpace, pretty much any website out there. If you can't find me, you're obviously not looking hard enough. Go to my website, kevinslonka.com. Try to have some good tech articles out there to help people out, you know, maybe give them some ideas. I also post every episode of the Slongcast out there. You can add the Slongcast into iTunes. There's an RSS feed out there. So go to kevinslonka.com, grab the RSS feed, and plop that thing into iTunes so every time there's a new episode, you get it. How awesome is that? So anyways, get outside, go have fun. I will see you at Polka Fest.